From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. U.S. voters have a choice they have never had before. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and the Democratic Party made history Tuesday when Clinton became the first woman nominated to run for president by a major U.S. political party. VOA national correspondent Jim Malone has more on the second day of the Democratic National Convention from Philadelphia.
Are we ready to make some history?
Philadelphia is no stranger to history, and on Tuesday it added another chapter. The first woman nominated for president by a major U.S. political party.
All in favor of the motion, say aye. Opposed, no. The ayes have it.
Democrats officially nominated Clinton after the traditional roll call of the states, setting off a celebration inside the convention hall. The nominee later thanked the delegates via satellite from her home in New York.
This is really your victory. This is really your night.
On Wednesday, the Democratic delegates will hear from President Barack Obama, Vice President Joe Biden, and Clinton's vice presidential running mate, Virginia Senator Tim Kaine. Jim Malone, VOA News, at the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia.
John Hinckley, the man who attempted to assassinate President Ronald Reagan 35 years ago, will be released soon from a government psychiatric hospital in Washington. U.S. District Judge Paul Friedman said the 61-year-old Hinckley is no longer a threat to himself and others and will be allowed to live with his mother in Williamsburg, Virginia, as early as August 5th. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. President